Thank you very much, my sister. Jesus is the center of my joy. Is Jesus the center of your joy? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God for that. I'm very, very happy to be here. The last time we saw each other was 2015, was last year. So I'm happy in this new year to see each one of you. I hope you had a terrific, a blessed end of year, a blessed Christmas, and, you know, a happy new year as well with your family, friends, some of you traveling or at home resting, but I hope you have enjoyed. As you see, we still, you know, in holidays mode. I think we should always have that, you know, that feeling throughout the year. What do you think? If we think about the birth of Jesus every day of the year, if we think of His love for each one of us, that He came and was born into this world, wouldn't that be amazing that we could have this Christmas spirit all year around? That would be a blessing. So I would like to welcome each one of you. I see that our church is beautiful. Wow, if you could see from where I stand, it's beautiful to see each one of you. Beautiful, beautiful people, beautiful Christians, beautiful friends attending with us this morning from many parts of you know, New Jersey or the United States or even from elsewhere. And I would like to know that. So let's do this. I would like to ask the Wayne family to stand up at this moment. Just the Wayne family. The friends may remain seated, but the Wayne family, stand up. I want to see you standing up. Okay. Now I want you to look around you and those who have, you know, remained seated. Look around them and go and greet them with, you know, a beautiful smile and welcome them to our church. I want you to do that right now. Welcome them. That is beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so very much for your presence here this morning. It makes a difference. It makes our church look great, beautiful, like a garden. You are the flowers of our garden. Thank you for being here. We're very, very happy. And whenever you are in New Jersey, whenever you are in the area, this is your church. Remember, this is your family. I want to see you every time I am here, if possible. I would love to see you. I bring a message to each one of you from the New Jersey Conference Office. This is a letter from our president, and he wanted to give this greeting personally. But at the moment, as pastors, we cannot be at the same place or everywhere at the same time. We are limited to be in one place at one time. So I bring this letter from Pastor Cortez. Unfortunately, I do not know how to speak, you know, with a Cuban accent. I wish I could. There is any Cuban in our...
Leo.
Oh, we have a Cuban here. Yes. Leo, would you help me? Would you help? Oh, that would be great. Better than I thought. Yes, I need some sound here in the mic.
That's long.
That's a long, yes. But I would like you to give this message from the president.
But this is in English.
This is in English. You have to do some Cuban accent.
Is that Tony Montana type of thing? Or?
Yes, that's right. You can use the mic. You
use your hands.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes.
Dear friends, it is with joy that I write to you at the end of 2015, knowing that we are ever closer to the return of our Heavenly Father. 2015 has surely been a year of blessings for our conference family, as hundreds of new souls have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. New church buildings have been acquired. Our church schools are debt-free. Our ministries are growing. Surely your congregation can attest to blessings within your church family. Today, we thank the Lord for all that He has done for us and through us. I would like to recognize my fellow brothers and sisters that have served faithfully with humble spirits for the mission the Lord has entrusted us with. While this year has provided blessing upon blessing, it has also brought challenges both domestically and throughout the world. May this not discourage our spirits, but remind us that both individually and in our church family, we can remain faithful to Him no matter the circumstances. Finally, with all the hope in my heart, I ask the following of each of you with the help of our Lord. Take care of your family, as it is one of the most precious gifts we are given on this earth. Take care of your brothers and sisters in faith, as they are your extended family. Take care of your pastors, as they strive to be the hands and feet of Jesus in your churches. Take care of our church elders, as they are the leaders who support and work alongside your pastors. Take care of your personal walk with Jesus, as He wants nothing more than to fill your heart. I pray that 2016 brings abundant blessings to each of you. May the Lord bless and keep you. Pastor Jose H. Cortez. That was Cuban.
That was very Cuban. That was very good. Thank you so much, Leo. Wow, this is amazing. Thank you. I am sure he's going to be a good preacher. Yes. That's amazing. So this was the message that Pastor Cortez sent to you. Let's keep him on prayer as well for the challenges that he himself, as the president of this conference, faces every day. And that the Lord may continue to bless, you know, God's people ministry in New Jersey and throughout the world. We want to see Jesus coming soon, don't we? I just mentioned to the kids here, and they have no clue of that, but not long ago was the year 2000. You remember that? All the excitement that we were going to turn the millennium and all that expectations. And now we look, 16 years has basically passed, 15 years. Amazing. I look and say, well, Lord, one thing I know for sure. We are one more year closer to the second coming of Jesus. So we see that the Lord is coming soon. Everything out there is telling us that. So we need to remain faithful. We need to remain faithful. Probably you have heard already, but yesterday evening I got a call from Brazil from Sister Gianni Sumner, and she gave me the sad news that her mother passed away yesterday morning. Today at this time, it's noon here in Brazil. It's 3:00 in the afternoon. They're burying their mother. So, and she called me and requesting that to ask the Wayne Church to pray for them, for their family. But she gave me this assurance, and I want to transmit that her mother is resting on the Lord. She was a woman of faith. She was a woman that trusts the Lord, and she had a special request to the Lord. Her prayer was that she could, you know, rest at home, you know, among her family. So Gianni was able to travel to Brazil, I think it was Monday evening, and she was there Tuesday morning, and they had this beautiful time together. New Year's Eve, they were all together, the family, and her mother was there enjoying the presence of everybody. And she went to bed and didn't wake up in the morning. That was a gift. It is hard, you know, to lose someone, but when you are with the Lord and you sleep like that, that's a gift. The next thing that Sister Gianni's mother will see and hear is the sound of the trumpet and see the face of Jesus. And she's going to say, wow, but I went to bed last night. No matter how many years has passed, but this is what she's going to feel, that, wow, I went to bed last night. What happened? And that is a gift. That is a gift. So at this moment, we're going to close our eyes and have this special prayer. And also include in that prayer, Sister Edith. We're going to pray for her as well. And for everybody that has, you know, some need of a special anointing. Let's close our eyes. Our heavenly, loving Father, we come before you at this moment with a humble heart, knowing, O Lord, that you are our Creator. You are in Jesus Christ our Redeemer. And you are, O Lord, the one who sustains us. And we praise your name this morning because you are the life giver. And if we are here this morning, it's because you have given us life. And we praise you for that. Lord, at this moment, we place our lives before you as a living sacrifice, as an offering. It's not what you deserve, but it's all we can offer you, O Lord, our lives. Please accept us. Please, Lord, bless us at this time. You know our needs. You know our emotional, physical, material, and spiritual needs. Fulfill each one of them, O Lord, at the beginning of this new year, so we can live our daily lives throughout this year to praise and glorify your name. At this moment, O Lord, we ask that you may embrace the Sumner family and Sister Gianni's family in Brazil. They're sad by the loss of their mother. And Lord, only you can bring comfort, hope, and assurance that this is just for a little while. Soon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will come, and the dead in Christ will rise again. So give them this assurance, O Lord, and be present at this very tough moment. Lord, I pray for those here, as Sister Edith, who has been sick lately. I pray for those, O Lord, I may not know the names, but you know each one of them who has a special need. Place your hands upon them. If it is healing, heal them. If it is to solve a family issue, Lord, place your powerful hands upon them. If it is a financial struggle, please, Lord, solve this situation. But let none of us leave these doors today without this special blessing. I pray, O Lord, and I thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Let's once more open our Bibles in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. And once more we're going to read, and I want you to follow me in the reading from verse 35. And the version from what I'm going to be reading from is the New Living Translation. But I'm sure in probably in different words, your Bible will say the same. Hebrews 10 from verse 35. And it says, "Do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now, so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that He has promised. For in just a little while, the coming one will come and not delay. And my righteous one will live by faith, but I take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. But we are not like those who turn away from God to their own destruction. We are the faithful ones whose souls will be saved." Amen. God bless His word this morning, because it brings us the assurance, brings us the hope, brings us the faith we need to survive. I don't know what is your present condition. Probably you thought that with the end of the year, with the close of 2015 and the beginning of a new year, all the old problems, all the old struggles, all the old trials of your life would suddenly disappear. And with the coming of a new year, you were going to start a new life in a blank page, you know, and you realize when you woke up yesterday morning that the same old problems is still there. The same old anxiety is still there. And you said, "Oh Lord, I thought I could start all over again. I thought I could, you know, for some act of a miracle or a magic, you know, my mind would, you know, be raised and I would open my eyes, a new person, new one, and probably with not the same temptations and struggles of the past." But the reality is that you still are the same. That you are still facing the same trials, the same tribulations, the same financial difficulties. But the word of the Lord, you know, brings a powerful word here that the Apostle Paul says, that we must continue to be confident in trusting the Lord. You know, your life continued the same as last year with the same struggles, but be confident. Continue trusting the Lord. Now, because Paul says that it has a great reward. You know, the bigger your problem is, you know, doesn't matter how huge your challenge may be at the present time, the reward that God has for you will be twice as much or twice as much of your struggles. But you have to remain confident and continue to trust the Lord. Because that is the only way God will be able to bring His reward to each one of you. So begin this year, my brothers and sisters, because God can make a difference. God will make a difference in your life. You know, the story tells that this man, he lived in this island. It was probably 3 or 4 hours by boat from the mainland, and he wished that he could one day visit the mainland. So, but he was very afraid of boats, and not even talking about planes. He would, you know, travel by plane. So he had this desire, and he asked the Lord, "Lord, I want to go to the mainland, so I need you to perform a miracle. I need you to do something. I need you to build a bridge from here, this, you know, this tiny island to the mainland." And he kept on praying and praying until the Lord said, "You know, my son, this is impossible. It is impossible to build this bridge from this island to the mainland. It would be a huge project. I can't do that. Ask me for any other thing you want. Ask me for any other thing I'll give you, but it's impossible to build this bridge." And he thought for a while and said, "Okay, Lord, I know what I'm going to ask you. Please change my wife. I want she stop nagging and always complaining about things. I want her, you know, to be kind and loving. I want her to fix me every morning breakfast and bring the breakfast, you know, on bed. I want her to cook, to clean the house, and be this woman that I dreamed of." And there was a pause. And the Lord answered, "You know the bridge you're talking about? You want a 2 or 1 lane? You see, you have to keep on praying. The Lord is able to perform miracles in our lives. What seems to be impossible, the bridge you need in your life so you can reach and achieve your dreams, God can do that. But you have to be confident and trust that the Lord can do that." And he says, "If you continue to do God's will." Oh, there's something there. We need to continue to do God's will. This is good. One thing I can assure you. You can change the past. What you did or what you didn't do last year, you cannot change it. So stop, you know, crying. You know, stop blaming yourself. Stop, you know, trying to change the past. You can't do that. You're going to waste your time, your energy, and you're going to get more and more frustrated about things. So stop doing that. Apostle Paul says that we can now start a new day doing God's will. That is what matters. The Lord can forgive you if you just confess your sins, if you just ask for forgiveness, if you only claim His forgiveness. The Bible assures us that we can have that. And the Lord will not deny. The Lord will not look into your life and say, "Let me see if you deserve that. Let's see, I'm going to look into my book and see if you have done so many good things for you to deserve that." No, He's going to give you that right then. Because he says here, "For just a little while, for just a little while, the coming one will come and not delay." Remember this. We're closer to the coming one. We are closer to the second coming of Jesus Christ. We're closer than we were yesterday. We are closer than last year. So soon, for just a little while more, the coming one, Jesus Christ, will come. And it says here, it is promised here, and it's not a lie, that Jesus Christ will not delay. You know, when his watch shows him that this is the time, he will come. But we, oh Lord, we have to continue here, yes, facing tribulations and trials in the same manner we have before. Because maybe this is the blessing that God has for you. Because this is, he knows that this is the only way you're going to remain faithful. This is the only way you're going to stay close to him. This is the only way you're going to look to the promise and remain faithful. If the Lord takes away all your tribulations, all your financial problems, all, you know, the family situations and issues that you're facing, so you don't need the Lord anymore. You're going to easily forget him. So that's why he only says, you know, my grace is enough. My grace is enough. Remain firm, because in just a little while, the coming one will come, and my righteous one will live by faith. How easy it is to live by faith. What do you think? Is it easy to live by faith? I want to tell you this story. Probably I have told, my wife is going to probably say later on, you have told this story too many times in the church. But I want to tell you once more. You know, this man, he was, you know, a climber. And he was a good one. He was so good and so self-confident that he decided to climb the Everest. Probably, I think the Everest is the highest mountain on earth. It is? Oh, and so he decided he wanted to break his record, and he wanted to climb the Everest and by himself. He didn't want to have anybody to do with it. So he started preparing himself. He did a lot of, you know, exercise and training and acquire a lot of survival skills. And he was, you know, after long years of preparation, he was finally ready to climb the Everest. And he prepared himself, and he made the trip, and he started climbing. The day was beautiful, the weather is favorable, so he started with all his strength and his, you know, ego, and he started climbing and climbing and climbing, and he wanted to break records. He wants to be the one to receive all the honor, all the glory for this, you know, a terrific action. Soon the sun, you know, went down and darkness came. He was supposed to stop, but he was so confident that he continued on climbing, you know, in the darkness. He was so self-confident that he never thought that anything could go wrong. And he continued, but suddenly he lost his footing, and all of a sudden he started to fall. And he was falling, and you know, they say that when you are in this situation, your whole life just flashes before your eyes. And he thought to himself, it's all over. But all of a sudden, he felt this, you know, strong pushing in his thigh and his body. And all of a sudden, he noticed that as a good climber, he had the safety rope. And he was attached to that rope. He was in the air. And his only, safety, it was that rope. And he was holding tight. And now, who would ever see him over there? Who could ever find him over there? It was cold. It was dark. There was no way to call for help. Nobody would ever see him or hear him from where he was. So at that moment, he looked up and he remembered God. And he made this prayer, Lord, please help me. You are the only one at this time who can see me here and can help me. Please help me, Lord. And the Lord answered his prayer and said, my son, do you really believe I can help you? Yes, Lord, you are the only one who can help me. No one can hear me but you. Please help me. And the Lord said, okay, I will help you. I will help you. I want you to do this. Reach the knife you have on your leg. I want you to grab this knife and cut the rope. He thought for a moment. Silence. No more answers. After some time, after that, the rescue team came to the place and found the climber dead, frozen, embraced and grabbing the rope about 10 feet from the ground. You see, the righteous will live by faith. Each one of us here, we demonstrate faith every day. To live, your daily life, you must have faith. And sometimes you have faith in many different things. You have faith to wake up in the morning, to prepare yourself to work, enter your car, and drive. In this highway, having faith that nobody will lose control and hit you and kill you. You have faith that you are safe driving in highways. You have faith, to go on board an airplane, knowing that this person and this aircraft will be able to lift from the ground and go above the clouds and take you to the right place and land safely where you want to go. You need to have faith. You need to have faith when the doctor says, there is no other way for your illness. The only way is if we operate you, if we open you up. And we do a open heart surgery. There's no other way. If you don't allow us to go inside you and fix the problem, you're going to die. And you have faith and you allow that human being to open you. You have faith. But the faith here that the righteous live on is faith in God. Is when we hear the word of God and God says that we need to do something. We need to cut the robes of our lives. What do we do then? When the Lord tells you, I want to make you happy, you need to cut the rope of this addiction because this is destroying your life. You need to cut the rope of infidelity, and I'll make it right. I'll forgive you. You need to cut the robe. You need to leave this job, because through this job you cannot obey me. You need to cut the robe and be faithful when you return your taxes, and I will provide to you. You need to have faith and let me heal you. What do we do when God tells us that we must cut the rope? We need to cut it. You know, God loves you so much that He will never ask you to do anything that will harm you. Even if it seems that will probably kill you, like the climber. But you have to trust Him. You may not see the results. It may not make sense what God is asking you to do. It doesn't have to make sense, because He sees beyond what we can see and perceive. You have just to obey. And receive God's blessing. And he says, and continue, Paul saying, we are not of those who what? Yes. We not go back. He says, in the last part of the text we read today, but we are not like those who turn away from God to their own destruction. We are not of those. We're not of those. And my prayer this morning is that you be the faithful one whose souls will be saved. I pray that this year you commit your life to the Lord. You open your heart to receive God and let Him save you. No matter the circumstance, no matter the problem you're in, no matter what you're facing right now, the Lord can be in control of your life. And for just a little while more, He will save you. He will put you in higher ground. He will give you this precious reward He has for you right now. He has it for you right now. Just in a little while. Do not go back. Do not turn away. We have gone already so far, so far. Let's not try to find another way. Let's not try to find a shortcut. Just keep on going. And the Lord is coming to give you that reward. And this is my prayer for each one of you in the year 2016. May the God bless you. And remember that we are in this together, and we will continue. Amen. The closing hymn is the number 216.